Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, cloudy, rain likely, maybe even some thunder, high around 63. Kenosha right now is at 58. It's 64 in Burlington, Milwaukee 57, 59 degrees in Racine. The Racine County Board will be taking up for a first reading tonight a resolution that would grant the City of Burlington $200,000 to buy the Knights of Columbus building to house a new senior citizen center. The board's executive committee, after a closed session, unanimously decided to send that resolution to the full county board. Right now, the seniors use the Racine County Service Center, but plans are to raise that building due to serious problems like asbestos-laden roof materials and major functional issues. The county, back in 1987, agreed to allow the seniors to use that facility. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying afterward that although there's no formal obligation on the part of the county, he just felt it was the right thing that needed to be done at this point.
So we're partnering with the city to make sure that the seniors have a place to go, and now we are officially out of any type of contractual relationship with the seniors. They're happy that they're now going to be sustainable on their own. It's an organization that's growing, and it's an outlet for the seniors to be able to do so.
He said the county's Meals on Wheels program will also benefit from the move to this new site. The resolution going to the county board indicates the City of Burlington accepts the offer to buy the Knights of Columbus building for $180,000. The remaining $20,000 could be used to make the property suitable for the seniors. Any funding not used on the project would go back to the county. The Knights of Columbus building, just one of the issues discussed last night in closed session. The other, the Ridgewood Care Center, but from which nothing apparently was said other than it's on tonight's county board agenda. Listed under second reading of ordinances and resolutions, but that says really nothing more than when first introduced. Sale to Altitude Health Services. Since then, negotiations have reportedly been taking place for a $10 million sale. Also on the agenda for tonight, the county executive's State of the County address. One of the anonymous donors in the campaign to raise money for the Shalom Center's new single-site homeless facility on 39th Avenue in Kenosha, and who challenged the community to join that, is again putting out the challenge to fund the Shalom Center's soup kitchen. Executive Director Lynn Bees Carroll telling the Kenosha News it's about $180,000 a year to run the IT operation, the donor committing $90,000 under the challenge match with the business community. Center served some 65,000 meals last year, including 5,000 to children living in the shelter program. With the exception of a small federal reimbursement under the Children's Food Program, the soup kitchen's funding has been local contributions, businesses, organizations, and individuals. Well, they tried again last night, and the Mount Pleasant Village Board, after five tries, still could not come up with a seventh trustee that everybody could accept. After rejecting Village President Dave DeGroote's nomination of John Keyes at two previous meetings, DeGroote suggested four different candidates: John Snyder, Joe Meyer, Bud Eastman, and Anna Marie Clausen at last night's meeting. Each of them shot down an identical 3-3 votes. A fifth failed candidate, John Martini, nominated by Trustee John Hansen, was rejected on a 4-2 vote. During the debate on the nomination of John Snyder to the board, it was Trustee Gary Feast indicating that it's really a myth that the board needs a seventh member.
My vote does count, but I'm only one vote. Four votes call it. Whether we're a six board or a seven board member, four votes calls it. So I kind of like the idea that the, quote, two factions on this board have to play nice in the sandbox at this time.
DeGroote indicating the village not getting its work done because of the deadlock, and he's disappointed with the board's actions. It was also noted that state law requires village boards to have six trustees plus a village president, but for the time being at least, Mount Pleasant's board remains at six. The trustee vacancy is the result of DeGroote being reelected as a trustee, vacating his post after also winning the post of village president. Well, after a strong first quarter, the sales of existing homes in Wisconsin weakened in April. The Wisconsin Realtors Association indicating the supply of homes for sale not keeping up with demand. Kind of the same situation all around southeast Wisconsin.
Compared to a year ago, sales in April were up about 9% in Racine County and fell nearly 15% in Kenosha County and 8.3% in Milwaukee County. Median prices increased 16% in Racine County, 12.6% in Kenosha County, and just under 4% in Milwaukee County. For the year-to-date, Racine County sales increased 6.7%, fell 13.3% in Kenosha County and 9/10 in Milwaukee County. Median prices rose in all three counties, 14.4% in Racine, 11.8% in Kenosha, and 3.7% in Milwaukee. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Well, first it was Caledonia, now the village of Waterford in western Racine County, where the issue of egg-laying chickens has apparently come back to roost, so to speak. Waterford with an ordinance against them, though enforcement is said to be kind of complaint-based. Somebody did recently complain about a family having chickens, and that's what led them to being contacted about it. And that's what led to the family appearing at last night's Waterford board meeting. Charles Hittman believes that a wild turkey he had killed was mistaken for a chicken by the person who made the complaint. Board could do nothing with the item since it wasn't on the agenda, but the Village Plan Commission will reportedly take it up at their meeting on June 21st. In Caledonia, where village leaders have already said no to chickens, there is movement afoot once again to try to change the ordinance on having chickens. $40,000 from the contingency account to support year 19 of the summer youth camp in Racine, which is young adults from around the country coming in for a week, fixing up homes in need of repair and cleanup, and then leaving, has the support of the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee this time. Program falls under the supervision of Neighborhood Watch. Director Charlie French says another 50 or so homes this summer would get the grand total over the years to almost 1,000.
We determine those sites basically on feedback we get. It's always a low to moderate income. That's one of the qualifiers for this program. It's always a low to moderate income person to do this work for. We can do things like painting of houses. We deal strictly with homeowners or owner-occupied properties, and we'll go up to a four-family as long as the owner is in that property.
French noting the rules changed to get federal CDBG funding from HUD created a costly administrative problem. That's what led to the need to seek funding from other sources. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk said it's a noble cause that could be a budget request item going forward from this time with a back-to-the-wall kind of funding scenario.
You know, you'll determine that as you look at your budget and you weigh it against other things, and it may make itself in the budget, and that's where it should happen on a regular recurring basis when you're looking at your budget. And at the same token, if you decide for it, then he knows well in advance by November or December, he's funded for the upcoming year. If you say no, he also has at least 6 months to now go out to a number of other places, be it the county, be it the faith-based groups, be it somebody else, to also find an alternative funding.
The recommendation goes to the full council for a final vote June 6th, less than 2 weeks before the summer youth camp participants arrive to camp at and work from Case High School for the week. Next version of the Racine County Youth and Governance Program going to be formally introduced at tonight's county board meeting in Ice Grove. The current representatives will be also recognized for their year of service. Based on the model that was started in Kenosha roughly a decade ago, Racine County Supervisor Monty Osterman led the effort to establish youth and governance 4 years ago and get select high school students involved in county government. They sit on county board committees and have advisory voting authority. Olympia Brown Unitarian Universalist Church in Racine has become the first church in the city to declare itself a sanctuary support congregation for undocumented immigrants in danger of deportation. At the Sunday membership meeting, the congregation voted overwhelmingly to formally extend a helping hand. The Reverend Tony Larson explaining that the difference between the sanctuary church and one that offers just supports.
We don't believe we have the space to actually physically provide sanctuary to an undocumented immigrant. Plus, we don't have a shower. But we wanted to be to support undocumented immigrants and who are in danger, of course, of being deported.
That support includes such things as accompanying people to court hearings. Larson indicating that the congregation also willing to provide assistance to any other church in Racine that would declare itself to be a sanctuary. And a Powerball ticket purchased in Racine for last Saturday night's drawing is worth $50,000. The winning ticket purchased at 4 Mile Food and Liquor. It matched 4 out of the 5 numbers plus the Powerball. The winner has 180 days in which to claim that prize. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, get your Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.